T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Point guard. His starting point guard was Devin Askew, who was a 4-star reclass. So somebody who was supposed to be a senior in high school who decided to reclass, be a freshman in college, and he was talented, but like top 35, 40 player as opposed to top 10 player. Ty Washington's a consensus top 15 recruit, consensus 5-star prospect, and so he is more along the lines of Derrick Rose, Tyreek Evans, John Wall, Marcus Teague, Tyler Ulis, all of the 5-star point guards that have helped John Calipari put together a Hall of Fame career. John didn't have one of those guys last season. Kentucky went 9-16. Those things are connected. Now, John Calipari does have a 5-star point guard, and via the transfer market, he's added a shooter in C.J. Frederick from Iowa, a shooter, Kellen Grady from Davidson. So this Kentucky team's got a chance to be really good. You've got an NBA projected lottery pick as your lead ball handler, and you've got shooters at both other guard/wing positions. They also got Oscar Tshiebwe, transfer from West Virginia, who led the Mountaineers 2 years ago in both points and rebounds per game. So is this Kentucky team going to be the favorite to win the national championship or even go to a Final Four? No, probably not. I've got them 17th in the top 25 and one, but they've at least got the pieces now that on paper make it appear they've got a chance to be really, really good. And the commitment they got last night was a real big part of that.
Story number 4.
So there's an interesting E60 on tonight that should be good. It's called Alive, the Drew Robinson Story. I touched on it a little bit in the opening segment. But Jeff Passan did a story on this a few months ago that was just terrific. If you haven't read it yet, go read it. If you have time to read it in advance of tonight's E60, you should. But even if you don't, I think you'll be able to appreciate the amazing story that is the Drew Robinson story if you watch the E60 tonight. So here's the gist of it. He's a fourth-round pick back in 2010, Major League Baseball draft. Gets picked by Texas Rangers and actually makes it to the major leagues in 2017 and then got traded to the Cardinals in 2018, and actually spent much of that season with the Memphis Redbirds.
I didn't know that.
I didn't realize it either until I read Jeff Passan's story. But he is a former Memphis Redbird. So he spent a lot of that season in AutoZone Park in 2018. And then at the end of that season, in August of 2018, he was released by the Cardinals. Fast forward to last April 2020, tried to kill himself. Wrote a note and basically explained to his family, mom, dad, siblings, in this note, like wrote the note, left it. And the note more or less said, I want you to know that this is not your fault. And I want you to never wonder what you could have done to prevent this. Because there was no way for you to know that I was struggling the way I was struggling because I tried so hard to hide it from you and everybody else. So this is not your fault. Don't torture yourself for the rest of your life asking yourself, did I not see a sign? What could I have done? I showed you no sign. You could have done nothing. This is nobody's fault, but I don't want to be here anymore. And he put a gun to his head and he pulled the trigger. And then he survived. Now, he lost his sense of smell and taste. He lost his right eye, but he survived. And now he's back playing baseball with one eye.
Saw that.
in the minor leagues. He's in AAA.
That's crazy.
And he homered earlier this week. And so it's just an incredible story of a guy who not only wanted to end his life, but actually did everything he could to end his life, survived it, and now has a new appreciation for life and is back to doing the thing that he always loved and wanted to do, even if he lost track of that briefly in April of last year. He's now back playing baseball. So it is an incredible story, and it'll be on ESPN tonight. It's a new E60, Alive, the Drew Robinson story, starts at 7 o'clock. I know we'll be watching Grizzlies, listening to Grizzlies, but hit it on your DVR or watch it on demand later, because I'm certain it's going to be a terrific story. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis' home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people, and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
It's the $750,000 luxury car and promo cash giveaway Fridays and Saturdays this spring at the Fitz. A ton of promo cash and, on designated Saturdays, a brand new Mercedes, Lexus, BMW, Audi, Lincoln, and Infiniti. All that promo cash, all those cars. How do you win? The usual. You come in, you play, you win promo cash or a car. You know, just another day at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Small business are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
A lot can happen in a day. A lot of, and a lot of. Make any day a payday with the BetQL Day Pass. Unlock all of BetQL's proven analytics, five-star bets, and insider info for just one day so you can make better bets on whatever single day you want. No subscriptions, no strings, all for less than $3. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
So if you're like most people these days, including our family, you likely have a house full of devices. You know, sometimes we've got both of our laptops, phones, tablets, smart speakers, and more all going at the same time. And with my wife working from home now, it is critical that we have Wi-Fi that can keep up with all the devices in our home. And that's why we've been Xfinity Internet customers all of these years, because Xfinity provides the fastest internet, and they are on the largest gig speed network. They're providing gig speeds to more homes than anyone, so get ready to do even more on your devices with gig speed. And that gig speed internet, it's available to 99% of Xfinity's footprint, so you are more than likely eligible now for gig. And not only that, as we hit the road this spring and summer, we are always going to be able to stay connected on the go with over 20 million secure Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. And this is really cool too, when you sign up now for Xfinity Internet, they're going to include a voice controlled Flex 4K streaming box for free, so you can enjoy all your favorite apps like Peacock, Netflix, HBO Max, Prime, and more all in one place on your TV. Plus, all new Xfinity Internet customers get Peacock Premium on the house as well. So be like us. Get a Wi-Fi service that can keep up with all the devices in your home. That's Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop into a local Xfinity store today for more details.
Back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
And the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing. Will I set the sun? Wagon. Oh, I'm bragging.
Hawkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian. The host of the Jeff Cargill Show. That's weekdays 9 to 11. He owns dogs. Takes pictures of them, puts them in a minivan in the driveway sometimes. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Hey, Jeff Cargill, how are you?
Tweeted out a picture of a puppy for you, GP.
I saw it. He's a cute little sucker.
I don't know how you could hate that little puppy the way you do, but listen, everybody has to, you know, different motivations.
That's a cute little puppy you got there. What's that one's name?
They don't have names.
You got to name them. Christ.
There's 7 of them. I can't name 7 puppies.
Well, sure. We can do it right now. We'll do it right now. We'll call one of them George. That's easy. Well, okay, we got one down. Bennett, you want to name one of them? Rex.
Yeah,
Rex. We're going to name one of them Rex.
There's only 2 boys, so, you know, that's you kind of got them nailed now, you know.
Okay, so George and Rex. Okay, girls.
Yeah. Maybe we don't have to be all gender bound up in gender, you know.
Yeah, let's name
girl,
one.
Rex could be a girl.
Let's name
so
one.
George, for that matter, you know.
Let's name one of the girls, Rochelle, in honor of CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
I like that.
She made a good announcement today, so we're going to name.
Rochelle. Yeah. And better than Walensky. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I'm happy to name another one Walensky if you want to.
Right.
And Fauci. Let's name one of them Fauci, a girl. Fauci could be a girl's name.
Fauci could be a girl. Yeah, Fauci.
Little Fauci.
And Anthony.
Can we name one of them Bennett?
Yeah, we'll name one of them Bennett after Bennett.
It's going right for you. He wants to name one of them Bennett.
Okay, I think we got George Rex, Rochelle Walensky, Fauci, Bennett. We got one more.
Well, let's Gary.
No, we're not naming it Gary. That's such a stupid
name. You don't
like
the name Gary.
It's the worst name. we got one more we can name it. How about Jacob, after Jacob DeGrom? We'll just name her DeGrom. She's a girl.
It's interesting. I was thinking about this. I have a friend who had a dog named Big Jake. And that's like Jacob DeGrom, right? That would work.
That would work.
It was named Big Jake. And I'm like, how did the dog, that's a good name. How did it become Big Jake? And she said, after Jake Sokolidis. Who the hell names a dog after Jake Sokolidis? But she had kids, and there were 2 good – I think it was – the choice was either Stro. This was back in that era, right? Jake Sokolidis, this Big Jake lasted 12 or something years or whatever. And it was either Stro or Big Jake. And you got to say Big Jake's a better dog name than Stro.
I'm not certain of that.
Really? You like Stro, the dog?
I kind of like Stro.
I mean,
You like Stro?
I don't feel strongly about it either way, but I don't think it's obvious.
I think Big Jake is demonstrably better than Stro. How many dogs named Zeebo do you think there are in this city now?
Oh, I know of like 2.
You do know 2?
Yeah.
People name their dog Zeebo?
Yeah. I think of all the grizzlies who might have had dogs named after them, Zeebo's the leader, right? I mean, there might be some Tonys out there. I don't think there's many Mikes because it's not – specific enough. Like Mike, it could be named after anyone. It'd be named Mike. Mark's a stupid name for a dog. I don't know why. I don't know what, you know, Mark. Maybe you had a dog named Mark. So that wouldn't work.
It would probably be Zeebo. It'd probably be Zeebo.
I think the leader's got to be Zeebo. There could be some Tonys.
I once had in high school, I had a rabbit, a bunny named Penny after Penny. I named a bunny Penny.
Really?
Yeah. And then I lost him.
What happened?
I just lost
him?
Yeah, I think I intentionally lost him. I don't remember it well.
Where you lost him?
Well, I had
lost him. Lost him in the house? You took him outside and he hopped away?
Yeah, I might have intentionally left the door open one day. You know, like having a bunny sounded neat.
Right.
And then it just wasn't neat. There was nothing neat about it.
How old were you? You don't just get to let your bunny out in the wild.
That's what I did. I'm just saying I don't remember what happened. I just remember... whatever happened, I was glad it happened.
How do you like Benno?
Not against that.
I think Benno's a pretty good name.
For a dog or for a human?
Oh, for a dog. Or for a shooting guard. It doesn't play defense, but hits leaners. You know?
Actually, like better name for a dog than for a human.
Benno. What is Benno anyway? Benno only really works if people know you're not, you know, if you're international. Otherwise, then it's like Ben, you just stuck an O on it. Petero, Benno, you know, like, what are you doing?
Be Fredo.
You know?
Fredo.
What, Fredo, right. Benno is not a good name at all unless you're from, you know, Eastern Europe. And then it's okay.
You just take Ben and put an
O on
it. Or
maybe a rabbit. Or if a rabbit. If you're a rabbit. Yeah. Just put O on Jeffo. You know, like what Benno is. Jeffo's a stupid name.
Gary-O.
That's such a great name either. I have, by the way, taken using my Starbucks name again. I did the other day. I went to Aldo's. There's another one, Aldo. Just took an O in the end. And I ordered a pizza. And
You used a fake name?
And I said my name was Peter.
Come on,
I regress.
Why are you doing that?
It's just a better takeout name. Now, mind you, my preferred pizza place is Memphis Pizza Cafe. I want to be loyal to my own, but I was bringing pizza to my ex-wife and kids, and they wanted to go to Aldo's. So I like Aldo's too. I like all pizza, but I just want to be clear. Memphis Pizza Cafe is my favorite.
I'm not sure we have to go over this again, but do you have a proper grasp for how you are a recognizable Memphian? And for you to sit down and call yourself Peter when somebody probably knows you're Jeff is just weird behavior. Be like, imagine Jerry Lawler walked into Starbucks. It's Jerry Lawler, and they're like, "Sir, can I get your name?" And he was like, "Peter." You'd be like, "What? Why did Jerry Lawler just call himself Peter?"
Well, okay, now hold on. I don't when I'm walking up to a. You see the difference here? If you're, I acknowledge you taught me. We discussed this once several years ago. Jeff is too soft a name to leave to put on the Starbucks.
I don't even know what that means. What is a soft?
Jeff. Peter is a better. It's just boom. Like there's not many Peters. Peter. Like no one's confused. They don't misspell it. It's just a good name to leave. So that's why I started using Peter. And you pointed out that if you walk up to a Starbucks counter and say Peter, and it's me. There might be someone there who knows who I am, who then might think that I think I'm so freaking famous that I have to say Peter instead of Jeff.
Yes.
And the idea that anyone would think that for a moment, that I think that of myself, is so appalling, it cured me of using Peter in that circumstance.
Then how did you relapse?
So what happened was, now I only do it. It was. I blame it on the pandemic and so much else on the pandemic. I blame it on the pandemic because now I only do it if I'm doing curbside or if I'm doing, walk-in takeout. Then you say Peter over the phone. They have no idea that you're not Peter. And so then you just walk in and you pick it up for Peter, and it doesn't matter. Anyone could have left that, my son, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're not creating this impression that you think you're so famous that you have to leave a fake name, Peter, when your actual name is Jeff. Don't do it. I only do it over the phone. They have no idea it's me.
But I still think if you go back to the root of all this, it's that you think your name is too soft to put on a coffee cup.
Jeff is a stupid name.
It's your name. Like Gary's a stupid name, but I don't get to change it when I go to Starbucks.
For that purpose, it's a stupid name, Jeff. It's just stupid. It's just stupid name.
I have never heard
to spell it.
I have never heard anybody else in the world say my name is too soft for a coffee cup.
It is.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't start with a hard consonant.
why does that matter as it pertains to a cup of coffee?
No one's confused about Gary. Gary. Boom. You can say that. You've got an easy name, Gary.
And who cares if they misspell your name on a coffee cup?
You got Gary privilege. You can't understand it because you have Gary privilege. Yeah. No one's ever misspelled Gary. Gary's always spelled right. People sit, no one's confused about it. You just don't. Yeah, it's fine. Why don't you try to walk a mile in my shoes first before you criticize?
Listen, I get bothered by stupid stuff all day, every day. All right. So it is beyond my comprehension to understand how somebody could be bothered by the way their name.
Not bothered. I just have a preference. I can leave the name Peter and it's fine. And it works just fine. And now I don't have this problem that you're identifying. But what's really interesting to me is that in terms of other things, other flaws, while we're discussing them, I went to the bank today. Okay. I tweeted this out. But what was amazing was the responses. I went to the bank today to deposit a check because I don't know how to take a picture of a check and deposit it. I don't know how to do that. And so
it's actually remarkably easy and such a time total game changer.
It's fantastic.
Total game changer. Because my bank, I have two different banks. And neither one of them are near my home. So if I have to go to the bank, I have to go out of my way. And when I first realized I don't have to go to my bank anymore, I can take a picture with my phone and I'm good to go, total game changer.
It's like wizardry. Yeah. And there's no reason. I mean, I should be able to. It's just my own flaw that I have. But anyway, so I drove to the drive-thru. And I was sitting there. And the woman said, yes, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I'd like to deposit a check. And she said, well, just sign the back of it and send it here. And I said, well, the tube's gone. you know, those little tube, vacuum tubes go boom, you know, up and over, whatever.
Oh, sure.
The tube's gone. And she said, huh, she looked totally, she said, the guy in front of you must have taken it and driven off. That's just bizarre. She said, okay. So she went and got another tube and sent it to me. And while she was getting the other tube, I realized that the previous tube was in my lap.
Now, do you have to acknowledge that to her at the risk of sounding like a moron?
What do you
just
do then?
First,
I signed a check.
Yeah.
I could have done it. And then as I drive off with the other tube, either have the other tube or put it down on the sidewalk, right? I could have done either of those things. I signed the check. Well, plus you can't just sneak the other tube. So there's no way to sneak it. So I signed the check. I sent the one back. And then she asked me a question. Do you want this in whatever account? I said, yeah. And then I just decided to come clean. Confession is good for the soul. I said, you know what? I said, the truth is that I found the other tube. It's in my lap. Can I send it back to you now? And she looked at me with a blank stare and said, you know, and then when I drove off at the end, she said, I hope your day gets better. But what's amazing is after I did this, I tweeted this out. There's about 8 people who've tweeted me saying that they've driven off with them before.
I've done that. I've done it.
Dude, I've done it multiple times.
I've done it.
You've driven off? How do you drive off with the tube?
You just do it.
Take the tube, dude. And then you just drive off with it?
I've driven off with the tube. I've left my ATM card in the machine like a million times.
That.
I've done that, all that crap. Anything like that, I've done it.
You've driven off with the tube.
Yes, I think.
You too, Gary. Hard name. I've driven off with the tube.
Yeah, and I feel like I kept the tube and put my bunny in it. I remember driving off with the tube. I think I took it back, probably. But I've done that. Let me tell you the new one I'm on, and this is awful. There is a convenience store that is connected to a liquor store, and so it's perfect.
That is convenient.
It's heaven.
It's pretty damn convenient. That is a convenience store.
It's heaven. So you fill up your gas, and then while your gas is filling up, you go inside and grab a new Amsterdam. Come back out. I have now twice, because you lose track of things when you go inside the liquor store. I have now twice driven off with the pump still in my car.
No, yes. And yanked it out.
I've done that once. What happened when you did that?
They detached somehow.
Yeah,
does any spill?
Off.
No, there's no spill. I've never had a spill, but I have detached.
So there you go. You're headed off with the.
Like you hear like a big commotion, like boom, boom, and it's like, oh no, I see what happened again.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what do? You cannot just drive away from that.
I think we lost Jeff.
We lost Jeff.
Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So what? You can't just drive off from that. You have to stop.
No. Yeah. What do you do?
Well, I stopped. I went inside and I put my name and my number on a piece of paper and said, please, call me. Like whenever whoever's in charge, call me. And, like, let me handle this. And they haven't called. I need to just go back by there. It's by my home.
What is to handle it? What's there to handle?
Well, I figure I owe somebody something.
You get to pay for it?
Nah. Yeah. I mean, I figure I owe somebody some money.
Nah, they'll figure it out.
I mean, clearly they have figured it out. I just haven't been back there yet. But I feel responsible for that. Like,
You've done it twice and no one has called you either time?
The first time. I went to pay and say, like, hey, whatever I owe you for this, let me pay you. And they
were
like,
do you bring the thing in? Do you bring the whole thing in and say, here's your pump?
Well, I walk in with the hose. It's so ridiculous.
You walk in carrying the hose.
Yes.
I probably wouldn't. I'd probably put it out, leave it out there and say, hey, I detached the hose by mistake. Something happened. It fell off.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
So the first time it was like, hey, just shout us out on the radio and we're good. And I said, okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I did it again.
Oh.
Well, you should tell them which one it is to make sure we give proper shout out to these folks. Where is it?
It's in Hernando. I don't know the exact proper name of the convenience store. My apologies, but it's right off when you get off the interstate at Commerce Street, the main exit in Hernando, and you go left. You get off the interstate and go left. It's like the Exxon right there. It's a craft beer store. I think that actually might be the name, craft beer store. And then there's a liquor store right there. And I keep ripping their gas pumps off.
I did that once, of course, no surprise. But when I did it, gas was spewing everywhere. Like, I did it a long time ago, and the gas was spewing places. And they ended up charging me, like, you know, $300 for gas. because the thing was going around like I won the, you know, lemons like at a casino.
Yeah, that's not the. Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore. I don't think they just detach. They
figured it out.
Yeah, whatever we've lost in bridge access, we have gained in gas pump technology.
Do you remember when people used to put too much, or they weren't paying attention, and the gas would just start shooting out of their tank because they were had the thing?
Oh yeah, because you don't.
But I don't think that happens.
That is not. It'll click off.
It clicks off.
Yeah, it has the automatic click off. Oh yeah, you'd get this deal where it'd come welling up, come bubbling up, and all of a sudden the gas would be going all over the ground. Absolutely.
That's happened to me before when I was younger.
When I was a kid, I remember doing this. I was, I don't know, young. I was probably around Louie's age, I guess, so maybe four or so. And I remember taking the water hose and filling my dad's car up with water. Yes.
And that ruins it, doesn't it?
And
you
filled
up the gas tank
with
water?
You have to go get it taken out.
Not as you know, sometimes my kids will just tear, Louie will grab a pair of scissors and just cut something up. And you'll be like, why? He's not trying to help. He's just breaking something. Just actively breaking something. I was actually trying to help. This wasn't something I was doing because I was mad or trying to get over.
Just, I can help out here. Right? There's a hose. I can stick it in there, right?
Oh, yeah. I was like, Dad, I filled the car up so you don't have to go pay for gas. Oh, yeah, that was I don't remember the next part of the story, but I do remember filling the car up with water.
Yeah, that's bad.
Well, I've put diesel in before. I've done that. I put diesel in a
I don't even think you can do that anymore, though. I think they've made it where you can't do that.
No, my wife did it, a year ago.
Oh, no.
We had to take her car to the shop and get it all taken out.
Yeah, it's awful. $800 or something, whatever else. I was doing it. I was coming out of the Grahamwood parking lot, and my car started going. I'd filled up the car right before I picked up the kids at Grahamwood, and I pulled out, and all of a sudden it's ka-chunk. Ka-chunk. And it's like, oh, hell. I knew instantly. And so I flagged down a mom and said, hey, can you take my kids? And she pulled over and I gave her my kids. And then I just sat there with my car and like an idiot, you know.
Life is hard, man.
You know when it's hard particularly, though? I mean, Greg Graber, our mindfulness expert, was saying you need to do meditation and mindfulness. It's hard. Life is hard for all kinds of reasons, of course. But then things like this, I do think we're just distracted, right? We're distracted. We're unfocused. And the truth of the matter is, you know, I think the reason that I did this tube thing is I was talking to John Martin on the phone. And so you're doing three things at once, and you can't give your full attention to any of them. If we just were present and focused on the fact that I'm doing the tube thing and not actually carrying on a conversation on the phone at the same time, then you're much less apt to do that. I'm I wonder when you drove off. Now, that's a little different because you've gone and done something that interrupted the normal sequence. Fill your gas up, and when you're done, put it back in. Now you've done something that's different. But I wonder if you were also just distracted before you drove off with the pump flying around.
I'm always distracted. I'm distracted right now. You know, there's always a million things going on. So I'm constantly distracted. But the more likely explanation, in fact, the accurate explanation, is that what you just touched on. I changed up the normal routine of getting gas. See, this is the trick. I got this all backwards. From my perspective, this place is perfect because I got to get gas. It's going to take, you know, 3 or 4 minutes to fill up. While it's filling up, I'll go inside, grab a case of New Amsterdam, and now I've two birds with one stone type of deal. But the problem is once I go inside, now I'm in liquor store mind of thinking. So what is the normal thing?
Wait to get home.
Exactly right. Normally when you walk out of a liquor store, what do? You put whatever you got in your car.
Right.
You get in your car, you buckle your seatbelt, drive off.
Right.
But the pump's still in my car.
Yeah.
Right.
But I forgot about the pump.
The normal sequence of things had been interrupted, and you got to make a mental note to go, and you got to be some kind of a genius to do that every time. Yeah. It's really kind of understandable that you did what you did.
Yeah, my IQ's not that high.
Dude. Yeah, I love this discussion because this kind of stuff literally happens to me once a week, I feel like. All of these things.
Just like dumb things happen every week.
There's been times that I have, multiple times, that I've gone in and paid, with cash at the gas station and just drove off. Just didn't even fill my gas up.
I've done that at fast food.
Well, fast food. Every people drive up all the time.
I drive up.
Change back.
Yeah.
You take off. They got no food.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, your total is $12.42. I give hand them a card. They hand me the card back, and I drive off.
Mm-hmm.
No food.
No food. You're done.
There is not anyone who has driven the drive-thru who has not done that. Every single person has driven off without their food. That's a 100% common thing to do, I'm sure.
Just drive off. Got nothing. I just gave them $12.82. Yeah. I got nothing.
Like I gave someone a free tank of gas.
And then you just probably loop through the drive-thru again, you know, and say, I forgot my food. But they have it right there because idiots do that all day long.
Yeah, you just run. What you do is you run back in and you say, hey, I just forgot to get my food. And they know you forgot to get your food. And it can be resolved pretty quickly, but it didn't make you feel any less dumb when you do it. Yeah, I like the other one. Like this is all these avoidable things that we somehow can't avoid. Like, I can never find my car when I park.
Right.
Why can't I ever find my car?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I have the topper there. You remember I reported my car stolen. So I lost my car once. So the only place where I fixed that is at the airport now. I take a picture. I take a picture of where I am. So that's whatever. But in terms of the grocery store, same thing. It's because you're distracted. You get out. And you literally, you're back in, you come out of the grocery store or Target or wherever it is, and you don't know even which side of the parking lot you came in from because you were doing something, you were just thinking about something else when you walked to Target. And so you have no idea if you were to the right or to the left.
Like, here's my airport trick, because this used to happen to me all the time. I know you can just take a picture, but you don't.
Yeah.
You don't, for whatever reason.
I do, but go ahead. What's your airport trick?
Drive straight to the top.
And you always park on the top.
Park on the top level every time. It works on two levels. A, if you try to park on the first level, you're going to drive around. There's no spot. You're driving around. There's no spot. Got to go up another level. Drive. I skip all that. I go straight to the top, and that way I'm not wasting time just
and
driving.
And always the same side of the top? You always go off to the left?
Well, at Memphis International, honestly, the top of the, you know, whatever the
– pretty empty.
Yeah, it's always empty or basically empty. So it's never hard to find your car up there. Like, Kelly and Oliver went on a trip when I was in New York for the NCAA tournament, and when they came back, they landed at like midnight, could not find their car because she didn't know where, you know, she parked on some level, didn't remember it, didn't take a picture. Like, that's a big – there's nothing more frustrating than getting back.
You're back.
And you can't find
your luggage. You're exhausted.
That's the other thing. You're walking around with luggage in a parking garage. So just make it easy. Go straight to the top. I never have to think about, well, so where did I park? I park same place every time. Go straight to the top. It'll be there. That's like one of the smartest things I've done over the past decade is develop that parking strategy at the airport.
Genius, Gary. Genius. Once again.
I feel like I should write a book how I figured
all
these
things. With Gary Parrott.
I also,
park at the top.
I've told this story before, I think, but I didn't report it stolen, but I did call the cops because I thought it was stolen, and it wasn't at all. This is when I was living at the Gayoso house, and there was a little alley there. There's a little alley that sort of goes off of Peabody Place and then back onto Front Street or whatever, and you can drive through that alley if you're dropping somebody off or getting dropped off. It's like, hey, just go in this alley, but you're not supposed to park your car there. So our routine would be like I'd get off work and I had a roommate and we would go to the saucer, felt like every night. So it'd be like, hey, I'm, and then my actual parking space was the parking garage above the saucer. So like my brilliant plan in the spirit of trying to get to the bar as quickly as possible so you don't miss anything, as if you're going to miss anything, is I'll just go to the alley, put my hazard lights on, run upstairs, take a shower, come back down, get my car, drive it to the parking garage, park it, then I'm already at the saucer, boom.
Mm.
Might save me 4 minutes, but it seemed worth it at the time. So, of course, what happens? Go in the alley, flashers on, go upstairs, take a shower, get dressed, walk straight to the saucer. Forgot that I'd left my car in the alley. Got up the next morning, went to the parking garage, to my parking spot, not there. I'm like, oh, no. Can't find my car anywhere. They towed it because I left it in the alley all night long. They had towed it. That's on me, though, Bennett.
It's on you.
Once again, you're distracted. Where we all are. You got to be a little more focused in life, thinking about what you're doing as opposed to just doing it. I think that's the key. For the Grizzlies as well, really.
For the Grizzlies as well. I got a tweet from Chris. He said, always park your car. Here's what he said. Always park your height at Memphis International. He said, I'm always on floor 6, row 2. It sounds like he's just bragging about being 6'2".
He does.
Yeah, the problem is what if you're not so tall, and then you can't always count it on it. What if you're 3'4"?
Yeah,
you know, what are you supposed to do then?
Yeah, you imagine you're 3'4". You've already got enough stuff working against you, and now you can't find a parking spot on the third level.
You can't find a parking place because 3'4". Someone's in 3'4".
Someone else
is obviously 3'4". If you can believe it, and they parked in the same spot.
Yeah, I don't think that's an effective strategy.
And besides 6'2", what if there is someone else who's already in 6'2"?
Yeah,
I don't think it's a nice idea, but I don't think you can always count on 6'2" being open.
Yeah, I'm not sure of that either. I feel like my strategy is better.
Interesting Interesting idea, though.
Just go straight to the top. Just go straight to the top. Your car's always right there at the top. It's actually the best thing. And then you always – how do you feel about the little push carts? Even if I've only got one suitcase, I put it on a push cart.
I've literally never used a push cart.
I love push carts. I love to put
– What do you do with your little – once you park, what do you do with the little card so you have at the end?
My parking.
The thing that it says how long you've been, you're parking. Yeah, what do you do with that?
Make sure
you have it.
I throw it right in the car, in the passenger seat. I just leave it right there. It'll be there when I get back.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay, and you always put it right there.
Yeah, that's
easy. Always put mine in the same place in the car. But I remember to do that. And then the other thing I do is my car key. I always put at that point. Otherwise, again, put it in the airplane pocket or something else. I always put it in the same thing in my backpack.
Yeah, no, that's...
I always put my car key there. Otherwise, you're going to say, where the hell's my car key?
No, you get your stuff out of your car, you lock your car, immediately take your keys and put them in your bag.
In the place where they're not with everything else.
Yeah, because...
Put them in the same place each time.
Yeah, because A, they're there, and B, you don't have to take them out when you're going through security and go through all that rigmarole.
Never going to touch them again.
Boy, have we provided so many helpful...
life hacks for people. Yeah,
life
exactly
hacks
right.
For people.
Tomorrow, cooking with potato chips and whatever else, like apps, right? Whatever. Like, do you ever do that? By the way, have you ever seen a cooking thing on TikTok or on some stupid cooking hack and said that looks cool? I think I'll do that.
I was gonna buy something that makes poached eggs, but I didn't do it. But I thought about it. I saw it. I was like, that looks like something I would enjoy.
Well, that's different. But that's a product. I'm talking about like the. How to make the perfect,
No, because I can't make the I can't make the perfect anything. I can't do any of it. I can't cook. I don't know how to do it.
Have you ever done one of those things, Bennett, that you've seen on like TikTok, one of the food hacks,
I don't think so.
I'm terrible at following instructions. I just bought a new pressure washer.
That's bold.
Yeah, but because I needed to we spilled paint on our driveway.
Spilled paint on your driveway.
I didn't do it. Somebody else did it. But it's done.
Right.
It's either way, it's my driveway. So I said, okay, I'll just get a pressure washer. I could probably use one anyway. And you have to put it together. And I swear to God, it is just still sitting.
That would be the end of me.
And it I went on Amazon and looked at the reviews, and it was like easy assembly. And I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't seem easy to me. I got through step one, and then I had to call it a day.
I can't follow it.
So same thing with cooking. Like, put 3 cups of this and 2 ounces of that. I don't know how to do any. I can't do it. I know I understand. You just do what it says. But I can't do what it says. I don't know why I struggle with it, but I acknowledge it up front. I do struggle with it, so I don't even attempt it. But I know where to park at the airport.
You know where to park. Exactly.
I know where to park at the airport. All right, I'll see you later.
See you, man.
Tell your dogs I said hello. Another 30 minutes of talking about something I had no idea we were going to talk about.
I thought it was pretty educational, though.
I don't know about that whole just park on level 6, row 2 thing. Just go straight to the top.
Just go to the top, yeah.
Just go straight to the top. You don't have to think about it. Just go straight to the top. You get back to the airport, doesn't matter if you've been gone 2 days, 2 weeks. Just go straight to the top.
Yep.
In fairness, it took me like 7 years to figure that out. But I did figure it out finally. I don't make that mistake no more. Be back in a second.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary. Brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com/safety, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients, but my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy 5 or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, people winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change, Iris won $10,000, and Kayla won more than $5,800. So if you want to win, get over to the Fitz right now, like this second, because jackpots are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
As physicians, we know that what we do now will affect the future for us all.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available. It's safe and very effective.
But we still need to continue to mask up, socially distance, and get tested.
Getting vaccinated will help us all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's get vaccinated and tell your friends and family to do the same.
Memphis and Shelby County, get vaccinated. It's our best shot. Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Driving to the studio earlier today, I usually take the interstate, like, straight from my home and, you know, all the way to the Perkins exit and then get off there and Willow Road and blah, blah, blah. Today, I had to stop by my wife's store, which is on Getwell, on the way here. So then I just drove straight down Getwell, and I must have just missed it when I was getting on the interstate at Getwell on 240.
Mm-hmm.
Another shooting. On the interstate Getwell and 240.
Jeez.
Here's the tweet from the Memphis Police Department. Officers, and this was at 4 o'clock. So, again, I must have just missed it. Officers are on the scene of a shooting at I-240 in Getwell where someone shot from a car striking a male who was driving eastbound on 240. The male was transported to Regional 1 Health in critical condition. The suspect was possibly in a black Chrysler 300. It continues. Officers were advised that two cars passed the victim when a male with dreads fired from his vehicle. Officers are looking for a black Chrysler 300 that was traveling east on 240. If anyone witnessed this incident or has information, they should call Crime Stoppers, 901-528-CASH. Update, the victim is now listed as stable. So that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that the victim will not die. But good Lord.
What's going on the interstate, man?
We got to stop shooting each other on the interstate.
Please.
I mean, to be clear, I'm in favor of let's just stop shooting each other. Period. Just stop shooting each other.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Good idea.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Sure.
We just stop shooting each other?
Yeah.
But, like, especially on the interstate.
I think so.
Like, once upon a time, you could drive on the interstate and not have to think about, am I going to get shot today? And now, I guess you could still drive on the interstate and not think about it, but it's like, it might be in your head somewhere.
It's true.
I will tell you this. It has drastically changed my driving behavior.
Yeah.
I don't do anything out of spite on the interstate anymore.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody needs to get over, I let them over.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's on my tail, I get out of their way.
Yeah. I had to talk to my wife about it recently because she had an incident and, like, it was like, you can't.
There was a time where I would, like, if somebody were right on me, and I'm like, let's say I'm on the interstate, I'm going 70, and somebody's right on me, they're trying to go 90. I'd just be like, I'd even slow down. I'd be mm-hmm. like,
oh,
like,
I would too.
Yeah.
I still do.
That'll get you shot now.
I know.
And it's anywhere, at any time. Get well on 240. Dude, I was leaving the golf course one time, either late last year or earlier this year, and I saw a car with the entire back window blasted out.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was at Hacks Cross in Winchester, right by Southwind.
Yeah.
Somebody just shot somebody, and it was a woman and a baby in a car. Woman did something. Guy got mad. He yelled at her. She yelled at him. He put a bullet in her car. Crazy. So be careful out there.
Yeah, please.
These interstates ain't no joke. You could crash on them. That's obviously tough. Like, you can also just get shot just driving. Keep your mouth shut. I don't say nothing to nobody. You can cut me off in traffic if you want to. I won't say a word. Be back with dinner to go. You know what feels great? Paying off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. And that's exactly what you can do with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit, and that's lower than the average credit card interest rate of more than 18% APR. Plus, there are no fees. And you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. So check this out. Just for listeners of the Gary Parish Show, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Gary. That's LightStream.com/Gary. Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Gary for more information.
The playoff-powered rivalries in pro basketball and hockey are bringing new levels of excitement to sports betting. Hey, it's Chris Michaels. Now, here's your chance to raise the stakes. Sign up with BetMGM using my bonus code. It's Michaels. And your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and daily boosted odds specials. Step into the bettor's box and swing for the fences with baseball wager. Or take some big shots on the hardwood and open ice instead. Ready to grab your piece of the action? Simply download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, it's Michaels, to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
AutoZone. Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you. So you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why so serious?
So raise your glass if you are wrong in all the right ways.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
Introducing the Lowe's List. While there's innovation in every aisle, these are some of our experts' top picks for 2021. Customize any load with the Whirlpool 2-in-1 washer. Control your home with a touch, thanks to Samsung Connected Appliances. Repel the rain with HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Everlast. And keep the job going longer with the exclusive new line of Flex Power Tools, made for pros. To see who made the full Lowe's List, visit Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility.
The NBA season is rolling along, games every single day. Baseball season has been super fun so far. The PGA Tour returning to Memphis, it's just around the corner. If you're the type of person who likes to enjoy sports while sipping a drink, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka, a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these warm months. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, orange, peach, pineapple. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam. Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If
you're looking for auto insurance, homeowner's insurance, life insurance, business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. A second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. I can't emphasize enough the word local. Here's what that means. It means Elizabeth Rook is a real person. She lives in this area. Her phone number starts with a 901. She's got two locations within driving distance of you. So if you ever have to make an automobile claim or a homeowner's insurance claim, you're not calling a 1-800 number and dealing with somebody you never dealt with before, who doesn't know you at all, doesn't even know where you live. You're dealing with Elizabeth Rook and the people who work at Elizabeth Rook Insurance. You want to meet face-to-face, you can meet face-to-face. I'm just telling you from experience, you're going to be a lot more comfortable calling a 901 number and talking to somebody who knows you than you would be if you got to make that phone call and deal with somebody who doesn't know you, doesn't care about you. Again, two locations in the Memphis area. One is on Canada Road in Lakeland, the other on Highway 51 in Covington, and you can reach them 901-867-SAVE. That's 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you like to support companies that support the local university, Elizabeth Rook Insurance, that's the agency for you. 867-7283 on the web, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A bunch of stuff, but I think the main thing, and I really do think this is the main thing, we talked about a lot today. A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We covered a lot.
Yep.
I think the main thing is this. Go to the top floor at the airport. Doesn't matter if you're going to be gone for 2 days or 10 days, 2 months. You will never forget I'm on the top floor if you always go to the top floor when it's time to park. But if one time you're on level 2 and one time you're on level 5, one time you're on level 7, one time you're on level 4, unless you actually are the person who's going to always remember to take a picture and... you're going to get lost in the airport parking lot. You're going to forget where you were. So just go straight to the top. Now, my fear is that once I've given out this incredible tip, now everybody will go straight to the top.
Right, and now you're not going to have a space.
Now the top's filled up. And what do I do then?
Yeah.
You
should have kept that to yourself.
Probably should have. I'm not here. I'm here to help others.
Yeah.
Even at the expense of myself.
That's good.
And so if I get to a situation where now the top's filled up every time because everybody is executing my approach to parking at the airport, I'll come up with a new one. I'm a big thinker, Bennett. Come up with a new one if I need one.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Kings Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. The Kings are 31-38 on the verge of elimination. They stink. And they're shorthanded.
Grizzlies shorthanded.
They're shorthanded. 36-33, Grizzlies record right now. Alone in ninth in the West. Half game back of the Warriors for eighth. In other words, the Grizz win tonight. They'll match Golden State's record of 37-33 with just two games left in the regular season, and they'll be able to rest whoever they want to rest tomorrow night in game two against the Kings, because if you win tonight, that game will not matter. It will be simple regardless of what happens on Friday night. You got to go to San Francisco on Sunday and beat the Warriors. You do it, you finish eighth. You don't, you finish ninth. Tonight, Grizzlies are 8-point favorites, totals 228.5. Jessica Benson's got pregame at 6:30. Eric Hasseltine on the call at 7. You can listen to all of it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
I think that E60 I told you about earlier.
Yeah.
It's called Alive, the Drew Robinson Story, about a former Memphis Redbird who shot himself intentionally in the head last April in an attempt to end his life. He survived it. Lost his sense of smell and taste. Lost an eye. But he survived it. And now he's back playing professional baseball again. He's in AAA in Sacramento, I believe. He homered earlier this week in a game. And his story will be detailed tonight in a one-hour special on ESPN. So I know, like I said, a lot of us be tied up with Grizzly stuff, but that's probably worth a place on your DVR, or you can watch it on demand via the ESPN app whenever you want. But Alive, the Drew Robinson Story, is tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I have updated the top 25 M1 over at CBSSports.com to reflect the fact that John Calipari got a 5-star point guard last night in the form of Ty Washington. I moved Kentucky up from 21 to number 17. UCLA remains number 1 for now. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Friday. So we'll look back at Grizz Kings. Look ahead to Grizz Kings. Hopefully we'll be celebrating a win. And a Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Jonas Valanciunas, Dylan Brooks rest night.
Yep.
tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum. Dan Walken in the first hour. Jeff Calkins in the second. I'll have a Dateline preview ready for you. Looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Memphis is home of the Gary Parish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at Linderman SportsMedicine.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at BestCareHomeServices.com. That's BestCareHomeServices.com.
Small businesses are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices.